happiness is a term we hear often, especially during the holiday season. From cheerful carols to sparkling lights, the season practically demands that we be happy. But let's face it, happiness isn't something we can just snap our fingers and create. Life gets complicated, and stress doesn't take a holiday. The good news, happiness doesn't have to be elusive. It's not tied to picture-perfect moments or even to the season itself. Happiness is something we develop, not just in December, but throughout the year, even when life throws curveballs. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's dive into today's topic of happiness. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow as a person so you can bring your best self to parenting and create better family relationships. If you're ready to invest in yourself and strengthen your relationships, hit that subscribe button. New episodes drop every Thursday. And if you're finding the podcast helpful, it would mean the world if you could take a moment to leave a review. It makes a real difference. Happiness is a feeling of contentment, joy, or satisfaction that comes from within. It's not just big, exciting moments. It can also be found in little things, like sharing a laugh, enjoying a good meal, or spending time with loved ones. While happiness often feels like it depends on what's happening around us, it's more about how we experience and respond to life. It's a mix of positive emotions and a sense of purpose that makes life meaningful and enjoyable. Also, happiness is an emotion, not a permanent state of being. It's fleeting, like joy, excitement, or even sadness. While we often strive to be happy, it's important to recognize that happiness naturally ebbs and flows. By letting go of the idea that we should always feel happy, we give ourselves the freedom to enjoy happiness when it's there and work on creating the conditions for it to return. Now you might wonder, aren't happiness and joy the same thing? Not exactly. Happiness is often tied to external circumstances, a kind word, a fun outing, or a special moment. Joy, on the other hand, is deeper. It's a sense of contentment and peace that can exist even when life isn't perfect. To find happiness during the holidays and beyond, focus on cultivating joy. Find meaning in your relationships, purpose in your actions, and peace in your heart. Happiness will follow. Have you ever noticed how some people seem happy no matter what's happening around them? That's because happiness is a mindset. While life will always throw challenges our way, how we perceive and respond to those challenges can make all the difference. We can cultivate a happier and more resilient outlook by shifting our thoughts, our habits, and attitude. Here's how. Reframe challenges. Instead of seeing obstacles as roadblocks, view them as opportunities to grow. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? can I come out stronger? Reframing doesn't erase the difficulty, but allows you to focus on progress rather than setbacks. Your environment has a significant impact on your mindset. Choose to spend time with people who inspire, encourage, and uplift you. Limit interactions with those who consistently bring negativity. Surround yourself with reminders of what brings you joy, such as photos, favorite books, or meaningful quotes. Here is a quote by Ralph Marston. Happiness is a choice, not a result. Nothing will make you happy until you choose to be happy. Try practicing self-compassion. It's easy to be our own worst critic, but self-criticism often fuels unhappiness. Instead, treat yourself as you would your best friend, with kindness, patience, and understanding. Acknowledge your efforts, even if the outcome isn't perfect. Set daily intentions. Start your day by choosing a positive focus, whether finding moments of gratitude, staying calm in stressful situations, or simply appreciating the beauty around you. Setting an intention can anchor your thoughts. Focus on what you can control. Happiness often suffers when we fixate on things outside of our control. Shift your energy toward what you can influence. Your attitude, your actions, and your reactions. This mindset helps you feel empowered rather than helpless. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for big milestones to feel happy. Celebrate the little victories, like finishing a task, solving a problem, or even taking time to rest. Recognizing small successes creates a positive ripple effect in your day. Engage in activities that bring you happiness. Carve out time for hobbies and interests that make you happy, whether reading, cooking, gardening, or simply spending time outdoors. These activities recharge your emotional batteries and contribute to a positive state of mind. Practice gratitude daily. Gratitude is a powerful happiness booster. Reflect on what you're thankful for each day, no matter how small. Keeping a gratitude journal can help train your brain to focus on the positives in your life. Limit comparison. The quickest way to feel unhappy is by comparing yourself to others. Social media often makes this worse by showing only the best parts of people's lives. Remind yourself that everyone has struggles and your journey is uniquely yours. Embrace imperfection. Happiness doesn't require everything to be perfect. Perfectionism can rob you of joy. Embrace life's messy, unpredictable nature and find humor or gratitude in the imperfections. Move your body. Exercise is a natural mood booster. Physical activity releases endorphins, reduces stress, and improves overall well-being. You don't need to run a marathon. Walking, dancing, or even stretching can work wonders. Practice mindfulness. mindfulness involves being fully present in the moment without judgment. It helps you savor life's small pleasures, whether enjoying your morning coffee or listening to your child's laughter. Meditation, deep breathing, or simply pausing to take in your surroundings can enhance mindfulness. Create a positive routine. Consistency helps reinforce happiness. Build daily habits that support your well-being, such as journaling, meditating, or even enjoying a quiet moment of reflection. Over time, these routines become a source of stability and joy. Happiness as a state of mind doesn't mean ignoring life's hard times or pretending everything is perfect. It means focusing on what's good, appreciating the little things, and creating habits that nurture well-being. The holidays can be both magical and overwhelming. Between everything that has to get done, family gatherings, and pressure to make everything perfect, happiness can sometimes feel out of reach. But here's the secret. Happiness during the holidays doesn't come from perfectly cooked meals or ideal gifts. It's found in the quiet moments, the shared traditions, and the gratitude for what we have. Instead of chasing a Hallmark movie version of happiness, embrace the imperfections. Burnt cookies? Laugh about it with your kids. Is a snowstorm canceling plans? Turn it into a cozy movie night. Happiness isn't about avoiding challenges, but finding joy despite them. Happiness is recognizing and making the most of what you have, even when life doesn't look like a Pinterest board. The holidays can feel especially tough when you're alone. Social media bombards us with images of family gathering and festive fun, making it easy to feel left out. But being alone doesn't mean you have to miss out on happiness. Create your own traditions. Cook a favorite meal. Decorate your space. Or watch a movie marathon. Traditions don't need a crowd to be meaningful. Connect in other ways. Call or video chat with loved ones. If that's not possible, volunteer at a local charity. Helping others can be incredibly fulfilling. Treat yourself. Use this time to focus on self-care. Take a bubble bath. Start a new book. Or do something creative that brings you joy. Just before the holidays begin this year, I'm making reservations for one at a nice restaurant and dressing for the occasion. This is my treat to myself. Reflect and plan. Use the quiet time to set goals and reflect on the positive moments from the year. Happiness during the holidays isn't about who's around you, but how you spend time. Teaching children about happiness is one of the greatest gifts you can give them. And the best way to do this is by modeling it yourself. Kids learn by watching. So showing them how to find joy in small moments, practice gratitude, and handle challenges with a positive mindset sets a powerful example. Living these habits teaches them that happiness isn't about always feeling good, but building a mindset that welcomes joy and resilience. It's also important to show them that it's okay to experience different emotions and that happiness will return with time and practice. In conclusion, happiness isn't just for the holidays. And it's not reserved for the perfect moments or people. It's an emotion, a mindset, and sometimes a choice. Whether navigating the chaos of a busy holiday season, spending it alone, or just trying to find joy on a random Tuesday, remember, happiness is built in the small moments. And when we model happiness for our children, we're not just helping them smile today. We're teaching them how to create a life filled with joy, gratitude, and resilience. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. Also available at lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com are links to purchase my children's books in a series called Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. Follow along as Lily, her brother Zach, and their friends, guided by Grandma Kate, discover their inner magic of self-esteem and confidence through creative activities and heartfelt lessons. Grandma Kate empowers each of them to face life challenges with courage and joy. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome! Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?